Welcome back to Media Munchies. That was a lighter, by the way.
Yeah.
And, oh, Gary's about to smoke on camera. Well, not camera. You can't really hear that, bro.
I don't want them to hear that. It's me smoking.
Okay. But I thought you were trying to make it a segment.
Oh, should I?
No, okay. It's too late, bro.
Because you wanted, like, Logan wanted to wait and introduce a better, like, a proper bong.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely a better idea than smoking out of a freaking pipe.
We need to do a proper intro here.
Yes.
Because, yeah, there's been a lot of nonsense talk before the start of this, because I wanted to do a lighter sound, and then we got a bit carried away. So, hi, welcome to Media Munchies. It is me, Logan, and
Gauri, and you've heard me before.
Exactly, on episode 2, and I decided that she is my only guest now because COVID.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. You're funny.
But we also had some things that we wanted to talk about on this podcast.
Right.
Like other media that we've watched together besides the media that we've watched from South India. So we're here. We're going to talk about a show called Disjointed. And what is this show about, you may ask? Well, what is our show about? Sometimes.
Okay. I mean, let them guess. Like, take a minute.
Let them guess. They can guess.
Disjointed.
Yeah, disjointed. It's about marijuana, basically. And it's about a marijuana shop run by Ruth. It's called Ruth's Alternative Caring.
Wow.
And she wants to heal people with the power of marijuana. And I think it's very interesting the way they talk about weed. First, to start it off, basically, because they talk about it has something that can be healing. And honestly, I haven't exactly thought about that before. But I mean, I have, but not to the extent that they talk
I've
about
it. I've always felt weed is spiritual. And
well, yeah, of course, because you your know, culture, right?
Yeah. I really would like to talk about the representation in this show.
Yeah, then talk about it.
Because it was kind of great. It was super well balanced. I liked that I got to see poor white people from shitty drug addict towns like Olivia.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it casts a lot of light. And also Jenny, the pressure on being a perfect Asian. And, you know, the call out, like, was so great on the whole Michelle Kwan, be like the singer and the pop artist who's straight and nice. And
oh, yeah.
You know, it sheds a lot of light. I like that.
So, yeah, I want us to talk about the characters, first of all. So, we have Ruth. You know, she's this pot activist. And she did, like, pot activism when she was younger. And she's a lawyer as well.
Yes.
And she's, like, the head of the store.
Yeah.
And she's a great character because she's, like, wise, an activist, and also, like, a funny lady, first of all.
Okay.
So I would say, I was thinking of doing a new thing where we rank our favorite characters, like a new segment on the podcast. Just an idea, because it is a media-centered podcast. We talk about media with characters. Anyways, so I thought it would be fun to have different segments on different parts of the media. So the characters, we could rank them. So what do you think? I know you like other characters who we'll get to in a second, but would you agree that Ruth is the best character on the show?
At the end of the day, she's a white woman. No offense for me.
Yeah, and Pete is a white man.
But Pete was not going to be my favorite.
Who's your favorite character?
Honestly, I know you won't see this coming.
You're going to say Carter.
No.
Who?
It's Jenny.
Okay, that was the obvious one. I could have seen it coming.
You could have.
And I like Jenny a lot, too.
Because there's I don't know, so I many like things, the whole, like, I feel like,
yeah,
the
you
most
relate
growth,
to her.
The most growth she has, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like her storyline a lot. How she is scared to tell her mother, and then
how she has to fight between two cultures, and then she kind of has to decide.
And then she combines them in the end.
She finds a balance, and she finds
yeah. Remember that one episode where she looks up the history of weed being used in, like, Chinese culture?
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. Then that's when you realize, like, you don't have to put aside your culture for certain things.
No, our generation, we think we're too, like, guys there is nothing new under the sun. There is nothing that I can say that hasn't already been said. If you think about
it. Oh, shit.
Honestly. So, the whole point of this is that, you know, either way is when you want to find a way to be something and a part of some kind of culture, you find a way to be a part of it. It's wholesome, you guys. It's great.
Yeah. When you realize yourself and you find your community, then it's wholesome.
Yeah, when you find a place where you belong, 100%.
Wholesome. Yeah. Oh, this episode got really...
real deep.
Real nice. Real deep. When we're just trying to talk about this weed show. Honestly, the weed show is so heartwarming sometimes.
Also, the PTSD, I can relate.
Oh,
I mean...
Oh my gosh, we're going straight to this. Yeah.
Okay.
You are jumping around, my friend.
I'm sorry, honey.
And I don't know what's... Maybe I'm a control freak. Yeah, listen. When my stress is up, I become a control freak. And I don't mean to... Oh, no. It's Logan Rambles time. This happens a lot when I'm high. This is just like, I don't know, information about the author of this podcast, just in case anyone cares or wants to know, that I get all rambly when I'm high and...
In person too.
Yeah, anytime. Not even just on a podcast or anything like that. Just anytime. But anyways, I just wanted to make a bit of a more organized one, and be careful when you're opening that ginger ale because you dropped it on the floor. I'm so scared. If this spills...
You guys, they worry a lot about me, okay?
Yeah, I do.
You baby me way too much.
Yeah, because I'm Logan a control freak.
You didn't used to be, though.
I've always been this way.
With me? No.
No, yes, I was. You know why? Because
I would grade you
for going to class.
Look, I opened the cap so well and they're reaching for my drink.
I'm thirsty. Okay, sorry. Little bit of banter here. But... Maybe you enjoy that as an audience. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. I've always acted like the responsible mother and
I think we take our turns, though.
I know what you mean. Okay, first of all, before we get back to disjointed... We're already off track, ADHD asses. Before we get back to disjointed, I want to say, I hope you noticed the sound quality 12 minutes in, because... I got a new microphone. So, shout out to Blue Yeti. Sponsor. No, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, please sponsor us.
Yeah, Gar wants money.
I want money so bad, you guys. It sucks being an immigrant student.
Okay, we're getting real again. Dry. Yeah.
Sorry.
So, okay, besides that.
This weed is weird.
Yeah, this is a weird weed. Oh. Okay, well,
call out thank you parents.
I already said thank you parents for buying me this. I hope you're not listening to this because I'm high.
Also, yeah, I never want your parents to see us this way. But also, deep down, we're so grateful for them because your parents are so awesome.
Yeah, I love my parents.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I love them too.
Just like the show Disjointed, where... Ruth is the mother.
100%.
Right. We're talking about the show Disjointed.
Yes.
I said that wrong.
Disjointed. Disjointed.
So you were talking about Carter and how they show his PTSD. And I think he's great representation. Like, he's great to show what mental illness really is about.
Yes. And also the anxiety that's shown, you know, when it's Carter's head, you know, it's gonna get dark.
Yeah.
And it could have been shown so badly. I wanna, like, whoever directed this,
yeah,
good job, because it could be triggering for people, but they put it in such a way that it's so friendly.
Yeah I really,
the only time I was really disappointed was the snake thing.
Oh shit,
that was the only time.
Yeah, the thing was, okay, so on this show they like to show little trippy clips between scenes sometimes because of the vibe of the show, and I guess they assume you're watching it high, which we
Disjointed
are.
Disjointed is for stoners.
So what they do is they show these trippy clips, and one time they showed a snake, and it was not cute. It was not cool. I did not have a good time, and because I don't like snakes.
There was no trigger warning. Yeah.
And it was like a scary snake too, and it was like, I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've shown bugs too in between.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This show is definitely a bit rosy. Like, in no way is this reality. I completely understand. But whatever it is, it shows marijuana in a good light. And it should be shown and that
there's,
way.
There's a lot of...
Because it's healing, right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of shows that just don't show marijuana in a good light. It's like, this is a drug, drug bad. Even shows like Brooklyn Nine-Nine are scared to show, like, people enjoying marijuana. And the thing is...
using it recreationally.
Everyone... It's like a double standard because alcohol, people show all the time. Drinking alcohol. Even on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, people make jokes about, like, using alcohol to cope.
Six drink Amy.
Six drink Amy and, like, having a lot of alcohol. And it's like... But you can't even show people consuming marijuana, like, as a fun time. I don't know.
Also, it's not about even fun time. It's genuinely medicine.
Yeah.
There's so many good things about marijuana. Obviously, like, we're not advocating. Speaking of which, we should probably tell everybody we're in Canada.
Oh, yeah. I was
and we're
say
both
that.
About 18, so that is... 19 both, in Ontario, so we're above the legal age, and it's legal here, so we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly.
It is legal. Also, people who are listening to this in illegal places, watch your asses. I mean, we don't discourage you, but watch it.
But watch your butts. Watch your because butts. Do you have experience?
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds like a story.
Do you want me to? No, dude.
I want to tell this story on the podcast at some point because I feel like it fits with the podcast. But I just wanted to get back to Disjointed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Carter's great. He has PTSD. And the thing is, he's an army veteran, which, I mean, I've never approved of the military. However, they don't really talk about the military vibe from him, more the PTSD thing. And I think it's interesting. And yeah, I think Carter is still a good character, even though he was...
As someone with PTSD, a lot of it makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah. You can see where people come from. I mean, obviously, I can't imagine the exact same way as the author is trying to depict it.
Yeah, but it's still PTSD.
But it's still PTSD, and it gives a lot of validation to people who don't completely... There's very subtle hints that there is trauma with Pete, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well,
I mean, it's not that subtle.
Oh, it's also mental health. So another character, Pete, he's like the grower... who grows
also he's my
weed.
Favorite I take it back okay I can't find
you can't say that about Jenny
white person
you're like
fuck.
Ruth's a white woman well
okay I know
but you love Pete
is
so
Pete is
Pete can be
wholesome.
Your number one Ruth is my number one and then I think like Jenny's my number two and then Pete maybe is my number three. Oh my god, we're gonna do a segment about ranking characters and
we're gonna do that like right after we talk about everybody
okay yeah this segment is very long
yep.
So, what we were saying about Pete, he grows marijuana for Ruth's alternative caring, and he has a very interesting relationship with his plants. He acts as the father to the plants. However, he also has...
Also, remember...
A relationship with Mary Jane, who is the embodied... The
spiritual
goddess,
embodiment.
Yeah, spiritual embodiment of the marijuana plant. And the thing about that is that it's heavily suggested that he's hallucinating her.
Yeah.
Which is interesting mental health representation. However, I wish they would straight up come out and say, like, either he's hallucinating from drugs or he's hallucinating from schizophrenia, and that would be better mental health representation.
I also have to tell you that he also has trauma. Like, there's this episode where he's, like, telling that he was in a commune where they were you know, fighting agents, DEA agents, and then you survive the war. And so
he had an interesting childhood too.
A very interesting childhood. So I can relate to a lot of things about him.
They're all very real characters because they've got real people issues.
Yeah.
Like in other shows, like Riverdale, I feel like mental health is like, I'm so depressed, so I'm gonna like do like, whoa, like weird shit. But it's
I know being depressed and doing weird shit. I've done it.
I know, but the thing about Riverdale is they have like murder and shit.
When? What?
People kill people in Riverdale. Somebody killed Jason, remember? You don't remember Riverdale at all. Jason Blossom. And it's just not realistic. It's just like it's a bad representation of mental health.
Riverdale was, ugh.
Yeah, and it's not realistic, and it's not how people act.
Also, no wonder Post Rose, like, wanted to die.
What?
Yeah.
Pardon me?
He died in the show.
Oh, he wanted to die in the show. I thought you meant, like, he was depressed in real life.
No.
Oh, my God.
Why would I make that?
That might have taken a dark turn there.
No. I mean, most actors are said to be narcissistic and... Well,
oh my goodness. I feel like actors definitely have a different experience.
They obviously have their own issues with mental health.
Like, they obviously do. Like being
to think that Cole Sprouse hasn't had a depression, like a depressed stage in his point or his adulthood, I'm like, yeah, you're lying.
And it is possible that maybe it was because of Riverdale and the bad acting, which is why he wanted to die.
Or the fake relationship with Lily Reinhart. Ooh. Can I call that out?
Boom, 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 boom.
I
don't know how to do sound effects yet on this Audacity, but I make my own. Yeah. Anyways, disjointed.
I'm gonna get killed, dude. Riverdale fans are kind of psychotic. I'm sorry, but I'm gonna get killed.
You're not gonna get killed. Nobody watches Riverdale and listens to them.
You're right. Disjointed. This is the weird show.
Disjointed.
Peace. The weird is the sign of the peace.
Anyone who watches Riverdale should smoke a bit more weed, and maybe then you'll calm down. Sorry, I'm really sorry to quote
pow,
a meme
pow,
like that.
Pow, 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 pow.
Somehow that reminded me of, like, Doug Judy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
It seems like something he would do. But the characters on Disjointed. So we talked about Pete, who's great.
I like the housewife, too. What's her name?
Oh, Maria. I looked it up. I like Maria a lot, too. And I would say she's on the higher end of the characters that I like.
Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because she's the straight woman that I would be like, yeah, I root for you. Because she knows that she's been living with an underachieving, sad marriage. And she wants better. She wants
better. And she deserves better. I love Maria.
Yeah. I like it when straight women know what they're worth and they go for it and don't undersell it. It's rare.
Yeah.
Because usually people settle. I mean, I'm sorry, it's true.
But like the whole first season was like her making jokes about her husband cheating on her, but her not knowing, her being oblivious to it.
Yeah, but she has character growth.
Yeah, she does have character growth as well. And
then
she
see such funny sides of her.
Yeah.
The whole, like, the narrating thing, I was like, yeah, bitch, I'd love you.
Yeah. I like her a lot. Like, she's actually a likable character. There are some characters, however, who aren't as likable. Let's get on to Travis.
I don't hate Travis.
He can be a bit annoying sometimes.
For me, Dank and Dabby is the lowest.
We'll get to them in a second. But Travis, I just don't like his whole business plan thing. He's like a big capitalist.
Okay, I know you hate this, but as a business student,
I
appreciate it.
Get off my podcast.
I appreciate finding a middle ground when
and
things
are and
he's a
Leo too. This just in. Leos are capitalists.
Also this, not really. I think we just want to be more realistic to maintain the lifestyles we currently have.
I think that's your Capricorn speaking. I don't think there's ever been a time when a fire sign has been realistic, but that's a whole nother thing for a whole nother day. Same with water signs. You aren't special, water signs. I'm calling you out too. As we continue, Travis...
You like him the least?
I like
he's
him,
annoying
not
to you.
The least. He's just a bit annoying. He'd be a bit less annoying if he wasn't straight. You know the way he treats Olivia sometimes? And Olivia is better than Travis. Olivia's this other girl who works at the shop. She's pretty chill, but she came from like a stick-up-ass town, but also a town where a lot of people did drugs.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of has a little trauma.
Everybody has trauma on this show.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, to be fair, life is pretty...
Life is hell.
Life is traumatic.
Yeah. There's, yeah.
Okay. Maybe not trauma.
Everyone goes through some shit.
Yeah. And not to quote Jenny here, who's What we can say is we both really love Jenny.
Yeah, we both love Jenny.
To quote Jenny from a very iconic episode is that everybody's either using something or someone to cope with things that are happening to them or their environments.
Absolutely.
When she said that, I was like,
can I get an amen? Can I get an amen? If you can't love yourself, how the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Amen. Okay, we won't go into the whole thing.
No.
But anyways, yeah, Travis just annoys me a little bit. You know the way he treats Olivia.
No, I definitely get the whole mansplaining and the whole strutting his girl around like a fucking troop. Yeah. Like, that was disgusting. It was gross. Oh,
the episode where it was like strain of the day and like it was the Weed of Fortune and one of the prizes on this like prize wheel thing was
Pretty date, Girls Only.
Yeah, date with Travis, Pretty Girls Only.
Yeah, I know. He's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, every time he opens his mouth, all I want to do is shove something in his mouth. Like,
Pardon me?
Like, shove a sock, like a dirty sock, or like something that's gross, like rotten tomatoes, maybe.
Oh my gosh. See? You were defending him at the beginning. This has been a roller coaster.
I'm still defending him. Let me come to
this. He's not the worst character. I agree.
He's not
the
worst. He's not as annoying as people can get. Yes, he's a little capitalistic, and sometimes he can be a mansplainer, but I've dealt with a lot of them. All my life.
Yeah.
So I've realized that it's not the worst thing in the world. For me.
How are Dank and Dabby...
For me, they're more annoying.
Worse. How are they worse? Just because they're more annoying.
They're more annoying for me.
I agree. However, I don't
think... I wouldn't be in
objection,
real life.
Objection, Your Honor.
In real life.
I think they mean no harm.
None of them mean any harm. Where does Travis mean any harm?
By mansplaining. He's condescending.
He is condescending, but a lot of people are condescending without knowing. Let's not talk about the thing about...
But I would say in that regard, because he means a little harm, he means more harm than Dank and Dabby. However, I do like Dank and Dabby less. Because they're just less likable in general. I just want to say, they may be annoying and...
I've seen episodes where Travis has been good.
Right. Like, I know what you mean.
The whole son, when there's a funeral and he goes with his mother.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm really proud of everything you've done. Like, that was sweet.
I think the mother-son relationship... Oh, yeah, by the way, Travis is Ruth's son. And Travis's father, I don't know, works for a big company or something, and Travis chose to work with Ruth instead.
It shows heart. It shows that he wants to do something, and making a little money isn't too bad. But that being said, the DEA raids them, and, like, at the end... Like, they show the very real problems of marijuana industry, too.
Yeah.
Which is so great.
Yeah.
Because people need to be aware. It shows the irony of the US, everything.
Mm. Can I talk about a character we like a bit less?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he's not the worst. Tyquan Douglas. Would you say he's worse or better than Dank and Dabby?
For me, he's worse.
Well, because he is, like, against Ruth, but then he...
I like his relationship with Pete. Yeah. I won't lie.
It's kind of cute because he's a father figure. Yeah, everybody's in the gray area. There's no, like, inherently bad characters or characters that are just bad. Everyone has, like, good and bad moments. And I sort of like that because it's real. Because a lot of shows just have good guys, bad guys, you know? But we're all sort of in the gray zone. And I feel like... There are truly terrible people, but everyone has a heart.
Like, don't be serial killers and don't kill animals.
But everyone... Everyone has feelings.
Everybody has feelings.
And that's just an objective fact, whether you like it or not. Yes, so Tyquan Douglas is basically a father figure to Pete and teaches him... What does he teach him? Is it Taekwondo?
And also meditation. How to be high without really using marijuana.
Yeah, which is...
That's how he lures
him in.
Yeah.
But, like, he doesn't lure him in. He cares for Pete and gives him, like, a discount on lessons and shit. Because Pete also genuinely wants lessons from this Tyquan Douglas guy.
Pete is just wholesome, you guys.
Pete is just absolutely wholesome.
Because people are going through real shit, but Pete... I can relate the most to Pete. Because I feel like...
No, I think you can relate the most to Jenny.
That and... I think if they're... and Pete, because there's a lot of shit, the way he represses stuff.
Oh my god.
And
then
he's like, yeah, I mean, I just was brought up in a commune with...
Yeah.
With, and then I'm like, you just randomly... Like, there are bits and parts where he randomly throws dark information about himself.
Yeah,
throughout the show. I can't really think of too many because right now I'm high. But...
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my god, this is me. I do that shit. Like, when I depress shit.
Yeah. I think he's a great character, and I like his relationship with
Taekwondog. I relate to him a lot.
And the thing is, although Taekwondog is, like, the antagonist sometimes, he has, like, genuinely funny moments. Like, I like the moment where he's singing that song on the roof, and he's like, we had it all.
Yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
I really like it.
Jenny had one too, a whole solo moment.
Oh yeah, where she did the song.
And it was in Chinese. I was like, fuck representation.
Oh shit, that clap was loud.
That clap was loud, but that representation was beautiful.
Yeah, it
that
really
deserved
was.
A clap. To make people who want to build the wall watch Chinese...
Oh, damn.
Chinese music for more than 2 minutes is great.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like the
also
representation
this show is
of different cultures... How old is it?
Like 5 years, I think?
No, it isn't.
Check.
What?
We're taking a small break.
I'm actually going to pause it. So basically, we found out that it wasn't actually 5 years old. It's like 2-3 years old, basically.
I overestimate time. Time is a weird construct.
Time is
in
an
my,
illusion.
weird construct in my brain right now.
Yeah. So I wanted to get to the last characters, Dank and Dabby, because they're interesting characters. They are these YouTubers who do YouTube videos about weed, and they're like every stoner bad stereotype.
Every.
They're
every
like
single one.
Lazy, they eat a lot, and they're gross stoners. And the question I ask you is, are we Dank and Dabby?
Yeah, because honestly, we all are. If anybody has watched the show and seen the weird clips of Delta cousin food and straight ordering wrong food at the wrong place. We've all done that. If you haven't, you're not a stoner. You're lying. Stop listening to this podcast.
No.
Fuck you.
I haven't ordered wrong food at the wrong place. I've just gone up to like places where I'm ordering food, like stoned as hell, like probably looking nervous as hell, being like, can I get the hamburger?
No.
Because
I've ordered shit to the wrong
really?
Place.
That's yes. funny.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I ordered food to Laura's house the other day thinking
oh,
it was
oh my god.
Yeah.
Like on Skip the Dishes.
Yeah, it's great.
Did you cancel it?
No, I didn't. Went to her. So she had Indian food. That night.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah.
Meat eaters eating grass, and then
that's
they're
funny.
Like, oh god.
No, they
I
probably enjoyed
had...
it. Did
I
they?
Mean,
did they like it?
I think so. I hope so.
So basically, what we're referencing right now is on the show, there's like these fake ads, like these little clips that are humorous, right? And there's one where it shows like these stoners ordering from Del Taco, and they're ordering all the wrong things. They're like ordering ice cream and like chicken and like pizza.
Seriously, guys, it's Del Taco.
Yeah, and it's like, we get this all the time or something like that. And it's like, haha,
it's
relatable to stoners.
yeah.
I really like it.
It's damn cute.
And the thing is, I'm comparing us to that, but I'm also comparing us to Dank and Dabby because my room is a mess. I'm looking at it right now. I also eat a lot, and I also have a podcast which is related to weed, which is similar to a YouTube channel related to weed. So,
okay, it would be hypocritical of me, but we're not as gross as them.
Yeah, they're kind of gross people because there was talk of them mooning an officer, you know?
Also, when it came to legal shit,
they're dumb.
they're straight up dumb.
That's another stoner stereotype. And I feel like we have a little bit of brains.
I mean, we know
we have at least one brain cell between us. Dank and Dabby has zero.
Yeah, and also I feel like we have a little bit like, I don't think we follow the law, but I feel like we know enough to cover our asses.
Yeah, exactly.
I
they
think
were like smoking in a national park. So The plot was they were smoking in a national park, mm-hmm. and basically they filmed it, and that was used as evidence against them in court, and they were like, if you can't recognize it's me, here's my ID. And it was like, oh my god, they're silly idiot. And dumb. And yeah. like, that's the whole point of their characters, right? To laugh at somebody silly and dumb. But it's just, if we dislike Dank and Dabby, maybe we should reflect on our own inner Dank and Dabby qualities. And that's the lesson for today's podcast. Oh my god, new segment, lesson of today's podcast. The moral of this story is, if you find yourself acting like you are morally superior to people, think of your own bad qualities.
Are you fucking calling me out?
No, I'm creating this nice message for our listeners.
Okay, fine.
That's funny.
Okay, fine.
Oh my goodness.
Nice message about morally reflect on yourselves. That is the nice message that Logan is giving y'all.
Yeah.
That is not my nice message. My nice message is stay high and fly high.
That's a good message as well.
Okay.
And now this brings us to our segment called Strain of the Day. This is a segment.
Oh no, wait, I didn't fully finish. Can I please give my grading system ranking?
Okay. System? Yes, we're going to go through our ranking system and then a segment called Strain of the Day.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My first one, wait, I'm sorry, I'm a little high. My first one is Pete. I gotta say Pete. Pete, Jenny, Ruth, Carter, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Tyquan Douglas. No, but not yet.
Not yet.
Travis. Oh, Olivia Travis.
Olivia Travis.
Dank and Dabby, and then Tyquan Douglas, maybe.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Basically all we have. And then there's the old man who dates Ruth. Oh, his name is Walter or Wally. I don't know how to feel about them.
Also, him, that, so I'm not going to put him. That character was very.
He was not there for long.
Yeah. He was meant to be a passing cloud. And yeah. not to belittle that character at all because it's very impactful.
Yeah, his story because he has cancer basically. Yeah. He's dying and Ruth wants to date him, but then he doesn't tell her. And it's kind
but
of sad.
You know that there's an expiry date on the character.
Yeah.
And it plays with you, your emotional connect with the yeah. character as well. I think as yeah, a viewer, basically. You're like,
Yeah. So, yeah, that was your ranking. And I think I have a very similar ranking, but it's just basically Ruth, Jenny, Pete, Carter, Olivia.
Then Maria.
Maria, Olivia, Travis, Dank and Dabby, Tyquan Douglas. And Dank and Dabby and Tyquan Douglas are on the same level, and there's no one that I dislike. There's no one that I actively dislike. Because honestly, I like Dank and Dabby sometimes, and I like Tyquan Douglas sometimes.
You can't, exactly. All these characters yeah. are very likable. You will like every character.
Even when you find them annoying, it's like endearing. Yeah. So, this is us promoting the show. Go watch it. I know we've probably spoiled a lot.
You say as we've said the whole plot line.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
Strain of the Day.
This brings us to Strain of the Day, which is a segment that they have on Disjointed, where basically they're promoting their store, Ruth's Alternative Caring, on a YouTube channel. Similar. We can be like their YouTube channel, not Dank and Dabby's.
Yeah.
So, they basically talk about...
See? Travis's YouTube channel.
See? Oh,
because
it's Travis's idea. Well, I like him a bit more than Dank and Dabby, so...
Yeah.
Actually, he's a bit too serious. They're fun. I want it to be fun, so you know what? Compare us to Dank and Dabby all you want, viewers.
I mean, says the control freak. Did I call them out?
Uh-oh, maybe I don't like Travis because I see...
A lot of yourself in him, yeah.
So I'm just gonna shut my mouth now.
Morally reflect on yourselves, viewers.
Oh, see? This is... You're making fun of me, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
So this is basically... Yeah, this enforces the lesson. When you hate somebody, maybe their character traits are a reflection of yourself.
Oh, wow!
Morally reflect. Basically, they talk about a strain that they're selling in this Strain of the Day segment.
And then they smoke it.
So, we have a strain here called Cracker Jack. We got it from Weed Maps. And we're also saying Weed Maps is super cool.
Agreed. As much as Bamboo Heights. Because you know what? This was quicker.
Bamboo Forest.
During Victoria Day in Canada.
Yeah.
They are great. I love them. And the person that came in, like, was so sweet.
Yeah.
Asked for my ID, was very sweet about it, kept social distancing.
Yeah.
Good. Great.
Yeah, I'm glad. So, Weed Maps is good. However, I'd also like to talk about Bamboo Forest because
we've got a lot of free shit from them.
We've got free weed from them. We got free 3.5 grams of God's Green Crack, which is a great strain. So, I think they're worth mentioning as well. Even though it does take a bit longer to get here, I think that it's still good. So, yeah. I think Bamboo Forest is worth promoting on here because they've given us free stuff and their stuff is very good. Their edibles are amazing.
Ooh, we like Gorilla Glue so much.
Yes, Gorilla Glue. However, that is not our strain of the day. We're talking about the strain of the day from Weed Maps because we don't have any Gorilla Glue.
No, we don't.
However, we'll talk about Gorilla Glue next time we have Gorilla Glue.
Oh, you wanna make this an every time thing?
Well, an occasional time thing. We'll do it again.
What, strain of the day?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we're stealing this from the show. Do we give... I mean, we're literally having an entire episode.
We're promoting you. Yeah. So we're stealing your thing, but it's allowed because we are promoting
you. We really do love you. We're true friends. This is okay. We can pick up a little bit of strain of the day. Also, thanks to my sweet, sweet brother who showed this to me. And then I showed it to you.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad I got to do it. Really happy.
Me too, because it's a great show. It's funny, it's chill, it's...
Karthik Manjunath, shout out. He deserves it, he's a
sweetie. Yeah, of course he does. Mm. And yeah, it's a good show. So, I'm promoting the show, but I'm also promoting our strain of the day, Cracker Jack. So we had some before, and it was good. What do you think?
I loved it, it was great.
And it smells really good too.
But, that being said, I really like the fruity things, you know, my obsession with mango, fuck.
Yeah. So, shout out to Weed Maps, and why don't you try some of this strain, Cracker Jack?
It's a hybrid.
We barely had anything to say about it, we just went off on tangents for the segment.
It's a hybrid, it's got THC and CBD, and it's 18 to 21%.
Wow. That's actually informative. Thank you so much.
I ordered it. For once, I remember what I ordered.
Aw, thank you.
No dead brain cells.
Woohoo!
Bust the myth.
That's funny. So, anyways, I think it's a good time to end this off.
Yeah.
We don't really have much more to say.
Yeah, it's a good... I mean, yeah, Olivia's dance. You've written it down.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I really like from Strain of the Day is...
We didn't talk too much about Olivia. And she's like this whole shitball thing that happens and then they misuse her. And then that's a whole other thing about straight...
That's a plot line that straight, I don't really care.
But there was this really one, like, really nice thing where I really appreciated her. The Irish dance.
She was preparing to advertise this Irish weed. And, you know, Irish. Woohoo, Niall. Shout out to Niall. But Olivia was getting ready for it, basically, and she tried an Irish accent and totally failed. However, she learned a great Irish dance, and it was really cool. It was really fun to watch.
It was very cute. It was very goofy. And the ending was my favorite. The ending of that dance.
Yeah.
It was very cute. And also the way they ended that entire episode, the Weed of Fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Very fucked up way.
Very trippy.
Very trippy to leave something like that. And that being said, I will leave the podcast the same way. Magic. I disappeared.
Magic. Oh my god. She's gone right now.
Just kidding. Right here.
Just kidding. That was a funny one. Wow. Can't believe it. You may not have seen it, but she really did disappear right before my eyes. And that's the magic of marijuana.
The magic to make people disappear when they're annoying.
Oh my god.
You tolerate them. Oh my god. Do you want
to
quote Ruth?
To quote Ruth.
Uh-huh. Because she is your favorite character. You have to do
this. She says something like...
Maria,
marijuana isn't for the purpose of escaping your family.
Family?
It's not to escape your family. It's to help you tolerate them.
Yes.
And I love that. And Travis is like, hey, I'm right here. Travis would be a better character.
Travis is my pit is the most iconic line ever. Because me as a child, I respect that line so much.
A bottomless pit.
I'm a bottomless pit to my parents. And I'm aware of that. I'm very aware of that. Just like Jenny.
Oh my gosh. Well, That's how it'd be sometimes.
At least I'm not dropping out of school. I mean, I might. I'm considering it.
So anyways, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time on Media Munchies.
If Logan finishes editing this, which they will hate, I guarantee.
You're right. That was a lighter again. Goodbye. How do I stop it?